Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Hello, America, and happy Thursday. A busy day all around the world. Israel's offensive in Gaza continuing to march forward. Casualties on both sides of the war. And again, a lot of nerves on edge all across the world, including in the United States, where everybody from the FBI director to former commissioners of the Border Patrol are all warning of the vulnerabilities we may have here in the United States. With that, we've got a great show for you today. Congressman James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, is going to join us at the top of the hour. Amanda and I had a wonderful conversation with him last night, and he made some news because when we talk about this $40,000 payment, the second payment that we now have tracked from international businessman and presidential brother James Biden to the president, there is a new issue that is starting to emerge beyond the fact that China money or foreign money or money from lobbying or the family business got into Joe Biden's coffers, apparently as repayment to loans that he had given his brother. There is a second question about whether the president is in compliance with tax laws. Chairman James Comer is going to address that exclusively here on the podcast today. That's a big story. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to take a whirl across the horizon of how the Israel-Hamas War I affects energy security, which of course at the end of the day is national security to the United States, and also how it has given us a moment in America to see how far deep-rooted intolerance and hatred and anti-Semitism have spread, particularly on college campuses, but quite frankly, even beyond that, even to boardrooms, political circles. It is a very, very serious matter. And we are going to have Fred Zeidman, the current co-chair and director of the Council for Secure America, a nonprofit that focuses on the link between energy security and national security. He's also chairman emeritus of the United States Holocaust Memorial Council, which oversees the great Holocaust Museum, very poignant museum here in Washington. And he's the former CEO of Unibar Corp. This is a man with a lot of credentials, a lot of impact. And he's going to walk us through the energy security implications of the war, actually the two wars that are ongoing in the world right now, and also give us a sense of how we got to this moment of realizing that hatred, intolerance, and anti-Semitism had become embedded in not one, but probably 2 young generations of Americans. That conversation is just ahead. Now, before we go to the break, a quick word from one of our great sponsors, actually a personal word about one of our quick sponsors. I know that life can get pretty busy. I'm always busy. And getting the recommended daily dose of fruit and veggies may be the last thing on your mind. This is something that I really underappreciated for a while. I wasn't getting that. I started to become lethargic. I was gaining weight. Well, now I have a problem that has a solution. It's called Field of Greens. Each day I take Field of Greens, and each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected for a specific health benefit to me. Some support vital organs like heart, lungs, and kidneys. Others support metabolism for a healthy energy and weight loss. All I do is take some Field of Greens, put it in a shake every day, and wow, boom, I've got energy. I've got a much better, healthy lifestyle coming from it. My blood work is way better than it's ever been, many decades better. So because I trust Field of Greens for my health, I want you to have the opportunity to do the same. Let me get you started with 15% off. That's right, 15% off. Fieldofgreens.com. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. If you want to start feeling and looking healthier like I have in 2023, here's my secret recipe. Go to Field of Greens. It is a product that gets you that necessary fruit and vegetable delivery every single day. It's easy. It's simple. It's fast. It's medically proven. And I got to tell you, it's made a huge difference in my personal life. All right. One more time. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. When we come back, Chairman James Comer, the House Oversight Committee, right after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Joining us right now, Kentucky Congressman and Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer. Mr. Chairman, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me, John.
This is such a big moment. A few weeks ago, you said, hey, a loan maybe in Biden lexicon looks like gift and income. What's going on here? Walk us through what your great investigative team has uncovered.
Well, we uncovered through Jim Biden's personal bank records another check to Joe Biden. We uncovered one a few weeks ago for $200,000, and this one is for $40,000. But because we've subpoenaed so many other bank records now, we've been able to trace the check. Where did that $40,000 come from? And we can say with 100% confidence, John, it came from China. The daily balance that the Bidens had in their checking account was somewhere around zero for several weeks. In fact, they paid a lot of overdraft fees where they were overdrawn. They had a negative balance. The same day that Sarah Biden wrote the check to Joe Biden, she took out $50,000 cash from one of their LLCs that I would argue is another shell company, one of Jim Biden's companies called Lion Hall Group. But anyway, if you trace that money back, it came 5 days after Hunter Biden sent that WhatsApp message shaking down the Chinese national, saying his father was sitting beside him. So you had the WhatsApp message. A few days later, $5 million transfers into a company that Hunter was affiliated with. They wire $400,000 to Owasco, which was Hunter's supposedly his law firm, but it was a shell company. Then from that $400,000, It's laundered through two Jim Biden accounts to Joe Biden. Ironically, $40,000 is 10% of $400,000. And this is the, you know, part of the deal that we've all seen the emails where Joe Biden was the big guy, 10% for the big guy. So, but at the end of the day, you know, the Democrats and their friends in the mainstream media say, well, it's a loan because it says it on the check. It doesn't matter whether it's a loan or not, Jim, or John. The reason that it's a problem is because the only way Jim Biden could have paid the money back was through the influence peddling scheme with China. There's no other way. They didn't have the money in their checking account. And it was the same situation with the $200,000. They didn't have the money in the checking account until they got the wire from the healthcare company in Florida that they influence peddled, saying that Joe Biden could get them capital in the Middle East. This is two instances where Joe Biden benefited to the tune of $250,000 from his family's influence peddling schemes.
Yeah, great point.
Right. And you know, the overarching problem of all of this and how it affects the American people now is vulnerability and exposure to blackmail, possibly. But I hear a lot of Democrat defenders out there saying, it's just $40,000. You can't even buy a car with that. And I will admit that that's a brilliant and hilarious unintentional self-own, because we all know that's because of Joe Biden's economy. But the problem here is not the dollar amount, whether it's $40,000, whether it's $250,000. That's not even the point. The point is now the exposure of the American president.
Yeah, exactly, Benny. You're exactly right. The whole reason we're investigating Joe Biden is to determine whether or not he's compromised because of the millions of dollars his family's taken from foreign nationals. But what we're learning now, Joe Biden actually took money. You know, before these two checks, we said there were nine Biden family members that had received funds through the family influence peddling scheme. Joe Biden makes the 10th. Now there are 10 Biden family members that have enriched themselves through the influence peddling scheme. And these are bad people in bad countries. You know, what exactly were the Bidens doing to receive all of this money? Now, Joe, you know, his whole political career said he was, you know, barely got by. He was the average Joe, didn't have any money, you know. And at the same time, we learned that he bought a $2.75 million house for cash. He also had enough cash to loan his brother another $250,000. That's $3 million cash. That's a lot of liquidity for average Joe out there. I mean, this family has made more money off the brand, and we've already had Devin Archer and others confirm that the brand was Joe Biden. They were selling access to Joe Biden. Joe Biden knew about it, and now we've proven Joe Biden benefited financially from the Biden brand, from selling access to our biggest enemies in the world to the tune of millions of dollars.
So there's another thing I want to ask about. The Democrats are saying, well, Joe Biden did send money out of his account from one account, and he gave it to another, gave it to his brother, and his brother paid it back to him through another account. But as we learned in the Hunter Biden case, loans that move money between accounts can create tax consequences. And it looks to me from the reporting I've seen that this first account, that's the origin account of the alleged loan, is a corporate account. And then it comes back into Joe Biden's personal account. Are you looking at any possibility that there's some tax issues here?
Absolutely. You know, the Democrats say it was a loan. They need to show where the money came from. Did Jim Biden write him a personal check? Or did it come from a corporate account? Well, if it came from a corporate account and then they paid him back and it went into his personal account, then he evaded a significant amount of taxes there. You know, you can't just withdraw money from a corporate account or even an LLC like you do your personal funds or a sole proprietorship. There are major tax consequences from withdrawing money from a corporate account. And what we've seen already at the early stages of going through these massive amount of bank records that I've subpoenaed that have come in the last few days is the unbelievable amount of cash that the Bidens were withdrawing from all their shell companies. And you just can't take cash out of a corporation. You have to have board of directors minutes. You have to, it's almost like approving a dividend or something. You just can't take a draw out. It's not like your personal account. You can't walk up to an ATM and draw out $300 or $400 cash. But they did that every day in every account for many years. Yeah. So there's no way they have books that would have the detailed accounting. And when you do a corporation or an LLC, that's part of your responsibility. You have to have records on how you distribute funds, whether they be a dividend or whatever. And if he used corporate money to loan Jim Biden money, then he put it back in his personal account. Then that's a huge problem. And one thing we've seen from these bank records, not only were they involved in money laundering, the amount of tax evasion that the Biden family has exhibited is breathtaking.
Wow.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sir, we've spoken with you before about 18 USC 201, the statute, obviously, that deals with bribery. And within that statute, it talks about how it doesn't necessarily have to be direct. It can be indirect. And a lot of the evidence that you've put forth to the American people and a lot of what we have learned has certainly seemed indirect. And of course, Democrats have used that as their argument that, oh, you can't prove this. You can't show me the money, like John joked about at the beginning of the show. But it seems like at least with this check, this has certainly moved from the indirect category to direct.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact that his family had already received over $20 million, to me, that was enough evidence of criminal wrongdoing. That was enough to hold Joe Biden accountable in the biggest way possible by Congress. But this is a direct payment to Joe Biden. Again, whether it was a loan or not really doesn't matter at the end of the day. The fact that they could only pay him back through the family influence peddling scheme. So either Joe Biden got $240,000 from his brother as a kickback, or either he didn't lose $240,000 that he loaned his brother. Either way, he's $240,000 better off because of the influence peddling scheme. That is something the media said, oh, Comer's good. He's got to prove that Joe Biden took money directly. Of course, no one ever dreamed we would have personal accounts that would show a check to Joe Biden. Now that we have that, they're like, okay, well, we meant he had to prove it while Joe Biden was vice president or while he was president. It really doesn't matter that Joe Biden was involved in the influence peddling scheme during the 4 years when Trump was president. And that's not how it works, Amanda. I mean, this family has been doing this for decades. It's still going on. It's going on, in my opinion, through the art sales. So you've got a situation where we've got this family, even though the IRS came in on them and Leslie Wolf and the U.S. Attorney's Office was telling everybody stand down. You got a situation where the House Oversight Committee's hot on their trails. They're still going wide open. They're still going wide open. And I think the American people that are keeping up with this are fed up. And they've had enough. One thing that we can all agree on, whether we're Republicans or Democrats, conservative or liberal, is that we despise public corruption. And that's what we're seeing every day in the Oversight Committee is public corruption out of this Biden White House.
Folks, don't go anywhere. A great guest right on the horizon, Fred Zeidman, former CEO of Unibar, the current co-chair and director of the Council for Secure America. And he's the chairman emeritus of the council that oversees the U.S. Holocaust Museum here in Washington. Very big guest. You're going to enjoy his conversation right after these messages. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, folks. Welcome back from the commercial break. We all know the consequences of the ongoing war in Israel against Hamas and really against all of the Iranian proxy forces that are in the Middle East. And make no mistake about it, those proxy forces not only hate and oppose Israel, they hate and oppose America. In fact, they call us the Great Satan. But there are so many consequences to it. Some of them are on the Strategic Board of Energy Security, and I want to dive into that. And then some of them are really in what we're seeing in our own homeland in the extraordinary intolerance, hatred that is now manifesting itself on college campuses, heck, even in congressional office buildings. Our next guest is a master expert on both of these topics. He is the co-chair and director of the Council for a Secure America and chairman emeritus of the United States Holocaust Memorial Council. If you haven't been to the Holocaust Museum, you are making a big mistake. Joining us right now, my good friend, Fred Seidman. Fred, great to have you on.
Great to be on. Great to be on with you. And as I mentioned to you just before we went on the air, I'm spending 24 hours a day just engrossed with this because, look, I can tell you, you know, everybody that we met that was alive during the Holocaust, we used to say to them, where were you? Why didn't you do something? Well, that where were you? Why didn't you do something is us now. And the last thing we can ever afford to do is not do something. And so every opportunity I have to try and tell Americans forget the Jewish community can feel this thing, but that this is a war against America as well as a war against the Jews. We just happen to be the pawns that are being used here, as I've told people, much like Russia use the Ukrainians as their pawn. I mean, they're fighting the Western world. They're fighting the NATO countries. They just Ukraine is a step for them. And as far as Israel goes, I mean, there is a massacre, an absolute massacre. And what happens? We're now told stop the war today. We're told stop, you know, all the activity. I'm sorry. There's 200. Hostages still there. 1,400 people were massacred. We've seen this movie before, and it did not end well for the Jewish people. We can't afford to let that happen again. So I truly appreciate your giving me the opportunity to discuss it.
Well, you bring this extraordinary experience, not only your work with the Holocaust Memorial Council and your work as CEO and former board chairman at Unibar. So you bring a CEO's perspective to this. There's a lot that's wrapped up in the implications of this war, and I want to get through all of them. But I want to start with something that is, I think, on the minds of a lot of Americans, just because every time you go to the gas pump, you sort of feel the Biden pain a little bit. Give us your top line on how this war and the strategy surrounding it by all of our enemies are going to have an impact on energy supply and energy prices.
Well, let me just say that, you know, we can go all the way back to the first day that Joe Biden became president of the United States. And if you remember, his very first move was to cancel the Keystone Pipeline. And I remember saying that day to everybody who would listen to me, obviously they didn't, wait till you see gas prices in 2 years. You know, there are, you can produce all the oil and gas in the world, but if you don't get it to a refinery and get it refined, it's never going to end up in your car or in your plane. And that's exactly what happened. So we had that double or triple. We also know that that the bad guys are back in charge of energy costs. We saw that when we had energy independence, and all of a sudden we lose our ability to transport from the drill sites to the refineries. And what happens? Saudi Arabia steps right back in. Oil prices go to $70 or $80. And then to make sure we quit drilling, what do? They cut prices to $20. They could bear that. We can't. Their lifting costs are about $8 a barrel, $7 or $8 a barrel. You know, ours are up in the 50s or 60s. So I can't give you one reason for oil prices not to go through the roof again at the whim of the big producers in the Middle East. And if you want to know if they're if they are producing or if they are selling their price to China and their price to India at the same price we're paying here, I can't tell you that's going to happen. And we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We got very lucky this year. There were no natural disasters. If the Houston Ship Channel shuts down, which any hurricane into the Gulf could cause, when you look at the fact that 90% of the aviation fuel is produced right here in the Houston Ship Channel, I do a number of these when I'm down at my house on the bay, and the bay, Galveston Bay, is right where the Houston Ship Channel flows into the bay. So I get to watch this all day long. But your gasoline that you put in the car, I mean, that's what people need to be concerned about. That's what they need to think about. And these prices are going to go through the roof, totally at the whim. And we can see that anytime they want to cut production here, they just cut prices to where it becomes, you know, unreasonable for anybody to drill. Nobody's going to drill when they are going to lose money, and they're not going to drill when they don't have any way to transport it. And all the trains are full, the trucks are full. How are you going to get that without a pipeline? How are you going to get all the product out of the Bakken Shale, out of any of the northern, even out of the Permian? Everything's full. So we're going back to be totally at the whim of the Mideast. We have to import again. It's inevitable that our prices are going to become so outrageous. And you want to talk about alternative fuels, why don't you look at solar panels? Look at windmills. What are they made out of? Everything's made out of fossil fuel. It's ridiculous. We're going to have runaway inflation. We're going to make the rest of the world, they're laughing at us already. And it's just going to continue if we don't get a handle on this. But that's what's going to happen. I can't give you one reason in the entire world that our oil prices are going to go down, unless it's, again, artificial, the way it happened before. And that's the only reason for that is to stop drilling and cut supply here in the United States.
And we were so close to, we were at energy independence, theoretically.
Oh, we were energy independent. You know, one of the things I'm really thrilled about is this opportunity I've had to co-chair with Harold Hamm, the Council for Secure America, because, Harold is the single largest independent oil producer in the country. He was responsible, if you will. I realize how fungible oil is, but the 2 million barrels a day that he was producing made up the entire gap that we were having to import, so that to the extent we wanted to, we could be totally energy independent and in control of our own destiny. That's now gone away.
Yeah, in less than 2.5 years.
In less than 2.5 years. And it was so predictable, so predictable. And it can happen again any day of the week. Saudi Arabia cuts their prices to $40 a barrel. Who in America with a $50 lifting cost, or 55, whatever it is, and particularly with shale, who's going to drill a well that they're guaranteed, if they can ever move it out of the ground, that they're going to lose 20% to 25% on all production? And that's assuming that you hit. You know, shale oil is it's no longer exploration; it's just development. I mean, it's all there. You can't miss with a shale well. The only thing you can miss or misjudge, you can't do that, is what your daily production will be. And it falls off fairly quickly. So I'm sorry, I'm talking way too much. But as you can tell, as an American, I'm so concerned about that. And as a Jew, we see where we're going. We've all seen this movie before. And like I said, excuse the expression, it ain't going to end well.
That's why we have to hold the line. I want to turn to one other thing that it's tied up in this, because obviously in a moment when you hear the FBI talking about the possibility of terror attacks returning to our soil in a grave way, you have the war. Actually, you have two wars, because you got Ukraine, Russia, in Israel now against Hamas. This president, Joe Biden, has drained our strategic petroleum reserves to the lowest level since Ronald Reagan was around. And when those days, we used a lot less oil per day. How big a crisis is it to have the strategic oil reserve drained right now when we have, you know, multiple crises online and always the possibility of a natural disaster like a hurricane?
Well, let me tell you that I have no idea how President Biden got this lucky. But I'll tell you a story. I was going to be live on television, and I happened to hear, I was in New York, and I happened to hear on the way in the door that Saudi Arabia had cut production that morning. And so I just presumed that oil prices were going to be up about 5%. And all of a sudden, I look up at the wall at oil prices, and they're down. And I said, I don't know. There's no way oil prices could be down with this. And I look at the news flash, and he has had the single biggest drain of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve ever in our history. And I don't want to talk about nuclear energy, but I went nuclear. I said, are you kidding me? Here's a strategic reserve, which, if you remember, the only good news that came out of cutting oil prices to $20 is that he got to fill the reserve at $20 oil. And now he drains it. This was in June. This was at the start of hurricane season. And I said, I don't think people realize what's going to happen to oil prices if we have any natural disaster, but particularly if we get a hurricane, you know, in my backyard down at, on Galveston Bay. Because if you shut down the Houston Ship Channel, where or you shut down the refineries, where again 90 to 95% of aviation fuel and probably 70 or 80% of gasoline is refined, what are we going to do? We can't even fill the fighter jets, you know, that we need for the military. It is an absolute disaster. The fact that he got this lucky, that we had no look, we had a couple hurricanes, right? Long Beach, California, Southern got hit by one, and one hit up North Carolina, South Carolina. And I'm sorry about that. But that being said, it didn't hit where the major refineries were. Long Beach got shut down for a couple days, but it blew through there. But, I mean, we have beyond a disaster that could happen anytime. It's November 2nd. So my guess is we're not going to have a hurricane anymore this year. And that has saved President Biden and his administration.
It is pure luck.
Because this is just absurd what he, again, what he did. And draining that reserve, you know, that reserve is put in place just so our economy could continue working if there was a disaster and a natural disaster and the refinery shut down. So what happens? He drains it solely for political purposes. And my God, he did it 16 months before an election. So what good is that going to do? I mean, we're going to have an empty reserve if we get one next summer, unless he's going to increase our deficit by Lord knows what it is, 35 million barrels at $100 a barrel, whatever he's now going to have to refill it with, and we got a whole nother set of problems. So this is such a disaster, I can't even tell you. And then you start looking at who's getting blamed for it for a change, and it's the Jews, right? It's all our fault.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. More of our exclusive interview with Fred Zeidman right after these messages.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, folks, welcome back. More of our exclusive interview with Fred Zeidman. You've played such an important role at looking at the greatest human crisis in modern history when the Holocaust occurred. And we thought maybe after all that and after all the years of education that we would stamp out the sort of intolerance and hatred at the heart of the Holocaust. And today we can watch our campuses and the elite campuses, the ones that people used to strive to go to, Harvard and Yale and New York and others, and they see this unbelievable display of hatred. How did we get to this point where not one, but probably two generations seem to have a precondition to be anti-Semitic, to hate Israel, to hate Jews, and not even feel a slightest bit of discomfort about it?
I wish I could answer that. And I think that everybody that had the opportunity to anticipate and make these decisions, none of us could ever assume that this would happen. And let me tell you what scares me even more is the people that we're training at those schools are going to be running our country. I mean, these are the same schools that Secretary of States, presidents, you know, all of the leadership are being trained at now. Where are we going to be 50, 60 years from now, or 30 or 40 years from now, when these folks take over leadership of our country? Where did it come from? Where did this hatred come from? I can blame it a lot, a lot on this woke mentality that seems to have come in. And this, doing away, eradicating American exceptionalism. We've run the world very well for any of a length of time, and we've kept relative peace in the world. And now it's all gone right now. And it's happening right here. It's happening on our campuses. It is being allowed. I love watching Bernie Sanders, who is Jewish, right, pitch his pro-Hamas thing. When, by the way, Bernie, you're going to be on the list when they come knocking on doors. You know, the fact that you're supporting the other side. But I don't know how we witnessed a massacre. We witnessed the brutal extermination of babies, old folks, Holocaust survivors. And everybody's talking about the poor Palestinians, none of which is true. Israel's blockading Gaza. No, they're not. They walked out of there 16 years ago, 17 years ago now, left it totally to itself with three totally open borders into Egypt, into Lebanon, into Syria. And we said, all right, you go create the new Beirut. Beirut has been ruined, so there's no golden, era coming to Beirut again, being the money center of the world, being the, where all the casinos were and all the rich were there because the banks were there. And so we said, go create it again in Gaza. You're right on the water. You can do anything you want. And what do? We give them all the concrete. And what do? They elect Hamas. They build this tunnel system. Hamas runs it. And the world is in crisis again. And Israel's had virtually nothing to do. We haven't occupied any place. And then this happens. And how did we get caught so short? My thought, by the way, and I don't know that this is fact, this is for me, is this is no different than 9/11. We had all of the facts. The Israelis had all the facts. U.S. intelligence had all the facts. But they, too, couldn't conceive of the fact that this would be utilized in the way it's been utilized. So they ignored it. And you ignore it. I mean, I just can't even fathom how they planned this for 2 years. They trained, this is worldwide. This is not the Palestinians and Israelis. And nobody took it seriously. Nobody said, wait a second, we got to stop it. And my understanding is 2 to 3 weeks before, any of a number of the folks that were on the kibbutzim down on the border started saying, there's something going on over there, guys. You better take a look at it. And they were ignored as well. I mean, this is just total. It can't be that they didn't know it. Again, it's just like we had with 9/11. Nobody could believe anybody was going to fly a plane into the World Trade Center. So I think that's where all this came from. And the other point that you raised, which is so true, this is not a war between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a war between what I call the new axis of evil and the Western world. I laughingly said to everybody, I think the reason that Putin went to the Winter Olympics last year is so they could flip a coin to see who got to go first. And so he attacks Ukraine, which is not a direct attack on Ukraine. It's a direct attack on Western Europe, on NATO, on all of the Balkans. I mean, you know that's where it's going. And and this is not just about attacking the Jews in Israel. Yeah, they want to kill all of Israel, but it's just step one in killing all the Jews. Next will come Christianity. Next will come the United States of America. They are trying to create a Muslim world, and they can't do that as long as there's any other religion around. So, and then we've still got, you know, China hadn't had their shot at Taiwan yet, but as far as I'm concerned, that's coming next. So this is just the step one and step two of a, for lack of a better word, a worldwide fight. And nobody's paying attention to the fact that, unlike any of the other wars, for the first time there is a very easy opportunity to destroy the world. And I've had any of a number of people say even the Iranians understand that, and the Russians understand that, and they know what'll happen to them if they use nuclear warfare, and so they won't do it. Well, they haven't done it yet. But they're using their proxies to set the stage for what comes next. And we don't even know what comes next. But these are the real issues that face us every day. And how us, particularly as Jews, are putting up with this in our country. I don't know what percentage of the enrollment at Harvard or at Yale or at Cornell or NYU is Jewish now, but is certainly disproportionate with the percentage of our population. We're at 2% of the population of the United States. And I don't know if we're at a third or a quarter anymore at these Ivy League schools. But I wonder how many of the folks that are out there marching are paying no attention to, again, once they start knocking on the doors, they're not going to be able to, well, wait a second, I protested on your behalf. It's not going to happen. We're going with it. And so it is beyond a scary, scary time. We've got to do everything we can. I've been proud of President Biden until this morning. I mean, we knew this was coming. At some point, he had to flip, because he's got an entire administration that is against support of Israel. And apparently, again, I've had TV on all morning. It started today. Now he wants to cease the war.
Yeah, he was confronted by a heckler last night, and he immediately showed that card. And it's in a remarkable moment, just a few days after expressing unequivocal support for Israel. Sir, for all the great work that you're doing, because you do such amazing work, what's the best way for people to stay in touch with you, particularly in the Council for Secure America?
Well, we have a website. We've got a marvelous CEO, Jennifer Sutton.
Right.
Go to the website. I mean, look, I'm happy. Anybody that wants to be in touch with me, it's fred@fredzeidman.com. And I'm happy to, anybody that wants to be in direct touch with me, just come to me by email, and I'm happy to, but you can go online. We do have a marvelous website, which shows all the things that we're working on the Abraham Accords, which is the, for lack of a better word, the umbrella for peace in throughout the Middle East. And by the way, one of the major reasons Iran started all of this, started this because it looked like peace was coming.
That's right. Saudi and Israel normalization would have been the death of Iran.
That's right. That's right. And so they had to stop that. They had to stop the rapprochement with Saudi Arabia. I had a marvelous, marvelous conversation with a few others right at the beginning of this with the Crown Prince. And as he said to us, you know, we have this marvelous relationship with Israel now. We just can't talk about it or let anybody know. We live in a pretty rough neighborhood. His father, of course, has been a major supporter of the Palestinians. Saudi Arabia has cut their support back mightily. Everybody was tired of them. And so peace was starting to settle, or a state of acceptability where we could all live in some degree of peace together. And Iran said, no, we can't allow this to happen. This is going to ruin everything that we've talked about and everything we're doing. So they had to get in the middle of it. And boy, have they done a good job of screwing that up. I mean, I understand even some of the, was it UAE or somebody made a statement too, the last 24 hours. So we don't know where all of this is going. The biggest, best friend we probably had was Bahrain. And I understand that they turned on us this morning. I haven't seen that yet. So I don't want to be quoted on that because I'm not sure. But Iran has done a marvelous job of messing this up again. I remember Abi Ibn's great line, the Arabs will always find a way. They'll never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity, right? And that's what they're doing again. And they're doing it all in the name of religion. I'll never forget years ago when I read Daniel Yergin's book, The Prize. And in the beginning of the book, he said every major war in history has been fought over oil. And I said to him, wait, what about, I was visiting with him one day, I said, Dan, what about religion? He said, yeah, but it all goes back to oil. You know, if it wasn't any oil, these guys would still be riding camels in the desert. So, you know.
Yeah, there is. Well, that's what makes the work that you do at a Council for Secure America so important, because it really views the national security as energy security. And that is what all the experts actually say. May not hear that from our president right now, but energy security is national security.
National security. It's at the bottom of it. And we've got to have it. And my co-chair, Harold Hamm, is doing more than any other, if you will, lack of a better word, person in America, to make sure that we solidify that. And again, we have a political situation where it's just not happening. So
the important work that you're doing can't be lost. Folks, go check out Council for Secure America.
Secure America. Please do it. Just go online and be in touch with us. There's nothing that we would like more than to go into depth on what you're doing. We're producing programming. We were having some marvelous, marvelous live programming. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on our board. We've had everybody, most of the Israeli establishment come and do Zooms for us. We had one last week with the last Israeli, before we left Gaza, the last Israeli mayor of Gaza City. Who obviously is a real expert in this. Also on our board is the woman that used to run Lieutenant Colonel Sarit Zahava, who now is running a think tank up there. She's on our board. She is doing Zooms for us once every week or so to keep us up to date on the northern border. If you really want to know what's going on, just tune into some of our Zooms. Get involved with us. We obviously are not for profit. We don't charge to see any of this, but we certainly need money to make sure we can keep doing it. But you're welcome to join. You're welcome to keep up to date with everything we're doing every day. And we're probably the best source that there is for where we are right now. And we, again, we energy independence and energy security is going to be the key to this going forward. And no one's more involved in that than we are. And I can assure you, we are giving everything we've got all day and all night to try and inform the American people, to show everyone, while TV is watching everyone marching across the Brooklyn Bridge and the Cornell campus, and giving the guy that says, I'm going to go shoot all the Jews, all the airtime they want. That's not what we do. We're showing you the ramifications of all of this phony First Amendment stuff. Let me tell you, the things that you're hearing and seeing have nothing to do with the First Amendment.
Well, sir, one thing we know of, what you're doing is making a big difference in the world. Fred, it's such an honor to have you on the show today. Thank you for joining us.
Anytime. I love listening to you, and I love visiting with you, and I'm available anytime. The Council of Secure America is here. I just want to encourage everybody to take advantage of what we're doing. And I want to thank you for giving us the audience.
Yeah, that's a great honor and a great conversation, a very important one. We'll be sure to get you back on real soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from, yep, you know it, Just the News. A big thank you to our two guests today, Chairman James Comer, the Honorable Fred Zeidman from the Council for Secure America. Two very thoughtful interviews and a lot of news, quite frankly. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Jim Jordan's in the house. We're going to break some news with him as well, particularly related to FISA reform. You're going to enjoy that. All right, if you want to take advantage one more time, you're like, John, I see on TV you look healthy, you look thinner, you look more energetic. All that's true. One of my secrets to getting there, Field of Greens. If you want to have the Field of Greens fruit and veggie supplements, they are amazing, simple, easy to use. You make a shake, you're on your way. All you got to do, you can get started inexpensively by a special discount code. We're going to give you 15% off your next order of Field of Greens. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. One more time, fieldofgreens.com, use the promo code Just News. All right, that wraps up today's edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And also, God bless this extraordinary country of the United States, as he always has. Yes, we're in difficult times. People are feeling nervous about the imminent future. But you know what? We've always been blessed by the good Lord and by a constitutional republic that has been able to stand the test and travails of time, and I have not lost faith in it at this moment. All right, folks, we'll be back tomorrow with another edition. Until then, God bless you and have a great night. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.